Kirby and Josh.
Oh, yes. Done, done, done.
Done we are, which is good because I can't speak anymore.
Yeah, well, you haven't been able to speak for a while.
I know. Yeah. It's getting worse.
I know how you just said this week, but yeah, there's been some times where it's like...
Maybe it's because a ghost is trying to tap into my body.
Maybe it is. Maybe.
We did speak about a lady today who, I think you could say fortunately, very fortunately, yeah. She's got a ghost in her body, and it is the ghost of Michael Jackson.
That's right. Interesting story. I mean, have a listen to it yourself, see what you think.
Is it him? Is it not?
Does it sound like Michael? Mm. That's the other thing.
Up to you. You guys decide.
I did sporting injuries. That was fun. The hot seat.
Yep, that is frustrating, Josh.
Good one, though. It was a good game.
Oh, yeah, was it?
It was all good.
It was good having the lady who saw a python in Woolies on the show.
Oh, how would you have gone?
Not as calm as her.
No.
Definitely not as calm.
No way. Oh, like, as I said, we said it off air. Love snakes.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, not love them, but like...
But in their natural habitat. In my habitat, back off.
No. What do you do? And, like, do you get someone?
Yeah. So many questions. Also learned about your sleep talking, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
Very great.
Good dreams. They are good dreams.
For you.
you can check it out all right now.
So, you know Michael Jackson, the king of pop?
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yep.
Well, I came across something today, and it's about a lady named Kathleen Roberts, and... Bit of a backstory. Mm. She claims that she is married to the ghost of Michael Jackson, and she's shared her story. This is what she's titled her story. My story of being the wife and physical medium of the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to let the audio speak for itself.
All right, here we go.
After a few months of communicating with him with my mind clairvoyantly, I woke up one night and he was moving my fingers. My hands and my fingers were moving themselves. And he was talking to me through me, moving my mouth.
So,
Kathleen now believes that Michael Jackson has taken over her body. And I must say she was a big fan when she was younger, so maybe she did go to his concert. He saw her there and,
connection.
It could happen.
But it's they got married.
Yes, they did get married, and something special happened at their wedding, actually.
And one day I was taking a bath and I got out of the bathtub. And I was in a towel and he pulled me aside and had Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., officiate our wedding.
That's a lot to unpack. There's a lot to unpack. So not only has Michael Jackson, the ghost, taken her part of her body, now they're married, but also Martin Luther King Jr. is officiating the ceremony.
But I saw, so she's got a TikTok account and that she was doing shout-outs for Michael Jackson.
For Michael Jackson. She's been doing a lot, but the best... or most interesting part is that because she does claim that Michael Jackson is now communicating through her, she actually goes on to show when Michael Jackson does this.
This is Michael Jackson. Want to cut in? Yes, I'm in her. And it's nice to meet you all. Okay, I'm back. This is Kathleen now.
There's really not much more to say. Some people.
This is Michael Jackson.
I'm back now.
Anyway, it's an interesting read. Coming out from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Kirby and Josh's hot feet. Hot. All right, love this time of the week. It's where you jump into the seed herbs.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm in the seat.
Yeah, good stuff. Does that mean you can't talk?
No, I've gotten very formal. I've grabbed my pen and paper because I know that this game gets to me.
All right, so we're basing this on the fact that there's a $100 million plan to redevelop the Rippleside Mansion, putting in some luxury waterfront apartments.
Ooh.
Being lodged to council.
Hopefully they keep the exterior.
Because that's
the facade for sure. It's lovely. Beautiful, isn't it?
Oh,
really pretty.
We'd dream of that kind of house, wouldn't we?
Dream is right, because we'll never get there, especially the way you play hot seat. So I will this week allow you to do a 50-50 at some point.
Okay. I've got one up my sleeve.
You got one up your sleeve, so use it wisely. Yay. So based on that, luxury apartments and hotels is where we're situating.
Okay.
A few questions based on the hotels. Herbie, look, best of luck, okay?
Thank you very much, Joshua.
Let's go into the hot seat. Kat actually had her audition for the hot seat.
Did she?
Last night, yeah.
Are we going to be seeing her on the hot seat?
Well, it was the audition to get onto the show, so we'll find out.
Time will tell.
Right now, though, where is the most expensive hotel room to stay in?
Okay.
Is it A, Las Vegas, B, Paris, C, Dubai, D, Rotterdam?
C, Dubai. It came to my head before you even read...
Oh, jeez, you're very quick.
Before you read the answers, I said Dubai. I don't know why, but it just came to me.
Okay.
I think it's Dubai. No.
It's not. You should have a bit of a think about that one.
Was it A?
It was A.
Oh.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
To me when I listen to the answers.
Really? And then you just
decided
to change it?
Oh.
Anyway, we'll move on to the next one. Maybe you can have a think. It's $100,000 per night, though, US.
Okay.
It's got, like, there's an aquarium in it and the sharks are going through.
You don't need that.
Well, if you're a billionaire, you can do what you want.
Okay, understandable.
There is a waiting list to get there, so.
I'm really annoyed I got that wrong. I don't know why Dubai came to me. I thought I was Lindy Gunston's spirit medium and things were coming to me, you know?
Definitely weren't on that occasion. oldest hotel in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you're about to answer, you can have some, there's four options here. A, Japan.
Okay.
B, China. C, Germany. D, Egypt.
Good question. Did the Egyptians build them back? And they'll build them in the pyramids.
They built a lot of things though, didn't they?
I know. But China, they're ahead of everyone. Ooh, this one's tricky, but if we're going back, I'm going to go with D.
You're going with D.
I'm going with Egypt. I'm going with the builders. Josh.
No, it's Japan.
Oh! That's so annoying. How old are we talking?
705 CE. So it's more than 1,300 years ago.
That's a long time ago.
That is a long time ago. Let's go to the hotel with the most beds in the world. I thought that was a quirky fact. We should do hotel facts one day because there's a lot of interesting ones.
Bring home some money.
Is it A, Russia, B, Italy, C, Germany, D, the US?
All right, I'm going to use my 50-50 here.
Okay. Are you leaning towards anything?
I think I want to cancel out the US.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's in it. I think Germany is in it. And then I'm stumped between Russia and Italy. Maybe Italy and Germany.
It is Russia or Germany.
Oh, I was so close. Well, to honour my surname, Herbstreit, I'm going to go with Germany.
You're locking in C when all the other answers have been A?
I'm locking in C. Yeah.
You never choose A.
999.
Oh, there you go.
7,500
beds within its walls.
500?
7,500 beds within its walls.
I just got excited at 500.
There's a lot more. You don't even listen to the questions.
Coming out from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
The TV show Bluey.
Love it. Nice and simple, short, sharp.
Isn't it? Brilliant. And I tell you what, it's doing so well. It's an Australian show and it's got to be one of our biggest shows.
Oh, it's massive.
Of the last couple of years. Kids love it. I even know parents don't mind watching Bluey as well.
Mm.
Have you caught an episode?
Not yet. I was holding off. You're
really like Georgie TV doesn't exist yet.
No, exactly right. We've got enough of the Wiggles going on at the moment and that's enough for me.
Well, soon Bluey will be on your screens, Josh. I can guarantee you that. And parents are in a similar situation as yourself. They have to watch the show. They see their kids loving it. And so they think, how else can we get involved with the show? Well, there's a board game now.
Really?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Bluey Shadowlands board game. Bluey! And you'd think people would be loving it because they're loving Bluey. but turns out not so.
Really?
Yeah, it sparked outrage from players of all ages. So it says it's three ages plus.
Yeah.
The game is supposed to be fun and unpredictable, but the nightmare of an ordeal everyone's having is no one really understands the game.
Well, it's unpredictable.
Very much so.
That's in the brief, isn't it?
The complaints are coming in saying it just doesn't make sense. No one can understand the rules. They don't get it. Amazon, it was $22. It's slashed down to $7.
Because no one's understanding it. Surely, someone's created it and there's a set of rules that you can follow.
You'd think so, but they're going, it just doesn't make sense. So now I'm intrigued and I sort of want to play it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see if you can master Bluey. But it did get me thinking about some other board games because there's the all-time classics that we all have grown up with. Monopoly,
yep.
Cluedo, Scrabble.
It's huge. Plenty. But
there's many effects that come with them that you might not know. So, yeah. Scrabble, are you a fan of Scrabble?
No, not really. Not very good with spelling.
Well, lucky you're not in Africa because it's an official sport in several African countries.
Really?
Imagine that. What are you doing this weekend? I'm competing in Scrabble.
Jeez, that's a school sport, isn't it?
It would take off. Back in World War II, the Germans allowed humanitarian groups to distribute care packages to soldiers imprisoned in the war camps. And because Monopoly was part of those packages, the British, they actually worked with the manufacturer to hide compasses and maps and small tools inside secret compartments built into the game board to help them escape.
That's awesome. That's incredible.
Is a good fact.
Wow.
Who'd have thunk it? Good old Monopoly.
That's awesome.
And Connect Four, this game, people think you can win it just like that.
Oh, it can get frustrating because you think that you know what you're doing. You think you're building towards something. It never does.
Well, it turns out there are over 4 trillion ways to fill a Connect Four board.
Oh, wow.
And there's 2 trillion ways to win the game by getting 4 in a row and more than 700 million ways to tie. However, if you want to really guarantee your win, go first and play in the centre column. Guarantee win.
Well, I was going to say, let's see if we can work our way through 2 trillion, but I don't think I'll be for a while.
Coming out from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I want to know your sporting injuries, Herbs. 52232955. This is after the pitcher of the Oakland A's. So it's baseball. The team that was in Moneyball.
Yes.
That's the best way to describe it.
Oh, I love that film.
Got hit in the head
by the
ball after it came off, off the bat.
Back to Bassett. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed. It was so...
It's so quick.
Fast.
So 160 kilometres an hour is what the ball hit him at.
And it's a hard ball.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. Sure. Straight into the head. That's literally... life and death situation there.
Lucky to be alive. And the other thing, no damage to his eye because it hit his eye socket. So he's going to have some surgery to do the fracture there.
I just feel really tense. I'm just thinking about that injury and being in that situation.
The thing is, didn't even knock him out either. So he's going through the whole pain. I mean, imagine that feeling.
Tough noggin. Give him that.
Isn't it?
He has a solid head on him.
God, to be lucky to be alive. 52232955, what was your sporting injury? I know I've done a couple of shoulders in rugby.
Yeah, I've done a knee, but I will never forget at one of my dad's, he's a coach, coached one of the teams. I was on the sidelines just watching and one of the kids went down in a tackle and then when he came up, blood was on his face. It didn't look too good. Wondering what's going on, and it wasn't until he came off and they could clear things up that they realised that his mouth guard... he didn't have in at that time. It was in his sock.
And his teeth
went through. His teeth went through his lip. No, thank you.
That is off, isn't it?
Oh, you know, I get things happen in sport, but it still makes me feel quite squirmish.
Oh, for sure. Jeez, that's really tough,
It's just those ones you think, I'm playing a sport game today, and then next thing you know, this crazy injury's happened.
Yeah.
How? Why? I don't know, but we know it happens week in and week out.
And we'd love to hear from you. 52232955. What's your sporting injury? What happened to you on
the field?
How
bad was it?
Right now, though, I want to hear about your sporting injuries, Herbie.
Yeah, we sure do, because there's this one in baseball
the Moneyball team. It just
Oakland A's, yeah.
Oakland A's. He got hit in the noggin. He's okay, yeah. We should point out. But 160 kilometres per hour, that ball hit him.
Hit him in the eye. Here's the commentary, which I just think is very blasé.
Back to Bassett. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, boy, indeed. It was
they lost 9-0, too, so not a great day
for you. Because
you're
probably stressed about your teammate, but we do have Julius in Geelong. You've got a taekwondo injury.
Yeah. It was nationals. We have, like, combat competitions.
Yeah, right.
And it was actually a close friend of mine who was competing that day, and I was watching him. And in his fight, he got kicked directly in the crown jewels and had to go to hospital and have operation for testicular torsion.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
Well, that's just, you've gotten the feeling there, haven't you?
I'm holding my parts and I'm not even a boy.
Jeez.
Oh, the whole crowd cringed.
Oh, and how is he now? Yeah, how's the crown
right?
jewels?
Yeah.
Walks a bit crooked, but otherwise he's all right.
Coming home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We're just chatting, Herbs. If you saw the story of a lady shopping in Woolies the other day and
unbelievable.
Discovered
this
a python.
Is scary. It's scary.
It is. She joins us now, Helena Alati. What was it like just to see a python pop up? I mean, you must have been in shock.
Yeah, that's right. So I was just browsing through the spice aisle. Didn't notice it at first, and I kind of turned to my right, and then probably about 20 centimetres from me was the face of a 10-foot python just saying hello.
I don't know if it was saying hello or if it was coming after you. I don't know. In that situation, I feel like it's life and death. But you are, which is probably the most bizarre thing to happen to a person, but you are actually trained in snake catching.
Yeah, that's right. I am. So, you know, that definitely had a part to play in my reaction. I knew instantly that it was non-venomous, that it was a diamond python, and that it wasn't aggressive. It wasn't in, like, a defensive stance. It was kind of just curious and saying g'day, I think.
But did you still get a shock?
Yeah,
like,
surely.
You know, surely, like, you're not expecting to see a python when you're, like, you know, getting some cumin.
Like, I've got training in snake handling, but when I'm at Woolies, I don't expect to see them.
No, definitely. Still got a bit of a shock. It was a very cool reaction, actually. I was pretty impressed with myself. I just kind of went, ooh. yeah.
You're looking at the spices. Which spice were you going for and which spice did the snake get? It's got to be cumin.
I was going for the Nando's lemon and herb rub. That was what I was there for. And it was chilling around the paprika.
Oh, it likes a little bit of spice in its snaky life.
A little bit spicy.
And so what did the store think when you said, hey, you've got a 10-foot python and good news, I can get rid of it for you?
Yeah, I think they kind of looked at me like I was crazy. They didn't really believe me. I think I kind of like came out of the aisle and I was just like waved someone down. I was like, hey, like just letting you know you have a 10-foot python in your spice aisle. And they were like, what? I was like, no, I'm being legitimate. Like, I'm being serious.
Where did it come from?
You left to get a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So what did the people do in the store? Because if I got told that the only person who knows how to handle snakes is leaving, what did they do? I'm leaving straight away.
Yeah, so we called it off the aisle. So that no unsuspecting shopper got a little surprise. The first thing we did, and they were all really good, to be honest. Like I said to them, I was like, look, it's non-venomous. It's not aggressive at all. Like it kind of retreated once after I left. It kind of retreated back into the back of the shelf. So when I came back, I lived only 5 minutes away, so I was back in 10 minutes. And I came back to the aisle, and there were probably 8 staff just like taking photos of it. Like I think everyone was just so excited for something different to happen in their day.
Yeah.
And then surely by the end of this, like they've got to reward you. Have you gotten a Woolies voucher? Have they paid for your groceries?
They gave me a bouquet of flowers and a box of chocolates to say thank you, which was a bit sweet.
I mean, that's nice.
It is. How are you carrying the flowers? Are you carrying the snake in the bag? You know, like, what are you trying to do?
Well, I had to catch the snake because I had to buy shopping and I had like chicken and stuff in the trolley. And so I had to give them my trolley and they took it into the cooler room while I went and got my snake bag and then I caught the snake. put the snake in my car, came back, got my trolley, and then finished my grocery shopping.
Oh, all in a day's work.
What a story. We'll let you get out of here and enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you so much for that. It's amazing.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Bye. Have a good one.
Oh, wow. That's not for me, really.
No, but we all have to go shopping.
That's right.
Now the fear's there.
You never know what to expect. If you want to read more, you can. krock.com.
Coming home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. On KROQ 955.
Josh, TikTok, it is a rabbit hole. You get stuck in it.
It is. There's some weird stuff on TikTok too, isn't there? Like there's always just people have their shtick.
They do.
And then they grow.
And some people are really good at it. You've got to give them a pat and say, well done for that quirk you've had, because now I'm watching it.
Those loop videos. You know,
yes.
You just like, you're like, wow, how'd they do that?
Anyway. Look what it's done. It's taken us down a rabbit hole. And last night I was doing just that, and I came across one which said, crazy way I found out my boyfriend was cheating. Hooked me in. You know, it's not going to be that crazy, but this is what happened.
The way I found out my boyfriend is cheating is actually by what he said in his sleep. So we were laying in bed, and in his sleep, he said a girl's first and last name.
Right, and that was the way that you...
Yes, well, so I ended up watching the whole video, but that's all you needed to know, that she heard...
Yeah, exactly.
Her boyfriend said some other girl's name, first and last name, and she goes on to say she investigated, and it came out, and it was true.
Really?
But sleep-talking...
That's incredible, because random stuff just comes out, doesn't it?
Well... I haven't slept talk that I know of.
That you know of, yeah.
And my youngest brother, one of my youngest brothers, he was big back in the day of sleep talking. He had night terrors and everything, sleepwalk, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird because you're sleeping.
I get it randomly, I think. So, because I get sleep paralysis too. Yeah. And then I get, I think it's when I'm super tired, it must be.
Yeah. Well, you've told me about sleep paralysis. I shouldn't have even tried.
Yeah. She gave it a crack though, which is great. And then sleep talking. So yeah, because Kat's heard me say some weird things before. I can't really, you know, remember what she told me it was. I asked her, she couldn't remember. But
has it ever been a situation, because you have sleep talk, that you maybe in younger days when you were a bit of a bachelor, let's say, and you went to the pub and you met a lovely person and you're worried
like
about what's going to come out of my mouth?
It's more like... This is more embarrassing. It's more like stuff where I'm saving the world, you know?
Josh, Captain Planet.
Literally.
I'm the hero.
It's more like, you know, evacuating people out of buildings. You know, just real heroic stuff.
And then Kat wakes up and goes, if only that was true.
Oh, no. If only he was useful around the house. Herbie and Josh driving you home in KROQ 955.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On KROQ 955. Abby and Josh's same.
Hello.
But different.
Same, but different. But still same.
Well, he's back in the studio. A little upset that Herbie doesn't like his game. We heard about that earlier today. But hello, Ben. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
That is all lies.
It's all lies.
That's. I did not say I didn't like your game at all. I love same, but different. This brings out my most aggressive side, I think.
I wasn't really offended. I just wanted to get the reaction from you in the background because I knew it would be hilarious.
And he got one.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Ben, you are here for same, but different. Mm-hmm. Draw last time, but
yes.
How does this work?
Of course, two songs by the same name, completely different songs by completely different artists. Everything you can give me will score you a point with the song name, artist names, and so on and so forth. You guys, because you drew last week, have just done a rock off to see who goes first. Josh got the win in that. So
always win.
First set
sign.
Of songs
Not
going to you.
Sign.
Here we go.
I'm the man.
Got there.
Ooh, well, it's The Killers, The Man, and I'm trying to think of that last one. Do you know who it is?
I'll give you a 3, 2, 1.
Leon Bridges.
No, anything from you?
A bit more of the song, thanks.
Bit more of the song. Here we go.
Doesn't help me at all.
He was a good friend of Avicii. Had a
hold
had a
on,
song
you can't
with him.
Just start giving
a good
clues.
Friend of Avicii.
Hey, well, you both said that you don't know, so I'm giving it to the two of you.
Oh, so it's open to both of us.
Rag and Bone Man.
No, it's not. It is not. It is not.
Not Rag and Bone Man.
That's done.
No.
That's done. You can't go back.
And 3, 2, 1. Aloe Black was the one that I was looking for. So 2 points to Josh to kick us off. Herbie, here's your first set of songs.
Say something. As
What have we got there?
Well, you've got some that are quite hard to hear, Ben. I think is the second, I'm only thinking maybe Kylie.
Kylie, yes it is.
And the first one, I've even forgotten what.
Would you like a little snippet of the first
one?
Just,
no, no,
just
no,
like a 1 second. Nah, Josh, nah, can you, nah, 1 second.
Nah, nah, you got your chance.
Three, two, one, buzz you out, okay.
It's Say Something, and Say it's something, Justin Timberlake.
And Justin Timberlake, yes. So another 2 points there to Josh, one to Herbie.
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
Apparently, you know what? I would give him a second.
Okay. Well,
why did he get a second chance at the other one?
You did, actually. You did get a second chance.
Calm down, guys. Ben, it's okay.
You did.
It's
okay. You did.
Let's move on. 4-1 to Josh. Josh, your second set of songs. We got
Mama,
yes.
Jonas Blue.
Jonas Blue, and, yes.
And I don't know who the other one is.
But I am going to buzz you out.
I don't know them either.
Don't know it either. It's the Spice Girls, guys. Come on now.
Well, it's not their fun ones, is it?
Yeah, it's not Spice Up Your Life.
Wannabe.
Well, Herbie, here's your last set of songs for you. I can't even look at you. Would you look at the
space just next to you? Why me? Oh, I don't know.
Should I just play the winning music for Josh?
Easy, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but the first
Troye
one.
Sivan.
You're just helping her out because you've won already?
Yeah, that's right. this is why she hates your game.
So, I didn't even get a crack. You keep going on about Josh. Just let me have my turn.
Go for it. What is the last
one? I'm done.
You're done? Okay, we'll buzz you out. Josh gets the win. Cool.
Thank you, man.
Troye Sivan and Faith No More with Easy.
Who's the other guy on Faith with that track?
No
Did they
idea.
Do it blend?
No, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, no.
No, all right. Well, if Ben doesn't know, it doesn't exist. Thank you. Coming home from 3 p.m. Debbie and
Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Josh, you and I, we love our food.
Oh, I know.
And I dare say we dabble more in the sweets. We're suckers for something sweet.
I think there's something about it, isn't it? Because, like, the sugar. Oh. It's just so good.
Don't get us wrong. We're savoury people as well. We're not knocking that back.
No.
But when the sweets get put in front of us, both you and I hold us back.
Supporting the industry, you know? That's what we want to do.
It's hard. It's hard to not eat sweets all the time.
The system's rigged. I've started this. Like, it's just how you're supposed to be. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
So this is why when I read this headline this morning, I thought, you beauty, right up our alley.
Mm-hmm.
Where to get one of the best vanilla slices in the country.
Right.
I love a good snot block. I love vanilla slice.
So, yeah, I don't know. Not my favourite.
Not your favourite, but still, would you dabble?
Yeah, absolutely. Even if I don't like it, I still eat it.
And so I got excited. I looked into it and thought, I'll have to get us the best slice in the country.
Yeah.
And then I saw where it's from. And it just can't be right. It's from Sydney. It's actually from Penrith in Sydney, a place called...
Jeez, you wouldn't have thought Penrith would be the spot.
No.
You know, like if someone had said Mossman, or, you know, maybe like a little niche thing in the eastern suburbs.
But not Penrith. So that's when I thought, this can't be real. Mm. This is obviously rigged. Whoever's written this article is probably from there.
Well, I think they are, isn't it? Is that Daily Mail?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're in
Sydney. They're definitely boosting their parents' business.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, we need to find where the best baked goods are across Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Yeah.
So we can honour it. And we've put up a little Insta story and we've had some responses of people suggesting their favourites.
Let us know.
For goodness, Cakes have
Great
stalked
name.
Them. Cakes look amazing. If you want something personalised, they're looking good. There is The Place Patisserie.
Yep, nice.
They are looking fancy. Let me tell you that much. Yep. Like, yum. But I must say there's one that I've stalked hard and I've been just continuously scrolling at their foods, and that is a person named Vivian Lucy. Check her out on Instagram. Oh, my gosh. Oh. It looks like Willy Wonka on an Instagram feed.
Makes you just salivate, doesn't it?
Oh, I am. My mouth right now. I want all the sweets.
Back to the baked goods. Are you going? Is that your first choice? Is it the vanilla slice?
Would
you rather vanilla slice or a custard donut?
Ooh, ooh.
Or a bee sting? Either one. You choose.
I love a bee sting.
Bee stings are great. Bee
stings
are Nick. You know.
Do you know what? I'm going to go with a bee sting because you said that. Haven't thought of it for a long time. I'm going to throw it right back at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather a bee sting?
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to keep it stock standard plain, cinnamon jam donut.
depends where the cinnamon jam donut's from. Because remember back in the day they used to pump them full of jam. And you have a jam donut and you're like, that's a lot of jam, you know? You know, sometimes too much. That was great.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Burn your mouth kind of stuff.
Now it's a bit hit and miss. Okay. So if you're getting them, you're beasting, or the hot jam donuts you get from the food trucks at the footy. Now that is
a game changer. They are a game changer. What about a good old slice? Vanilla, hedgehog?
I'll take it all. I'm just going to put it out there. Anything you bring, I don't care. I'll eat it.
We shouldn't have said any of this on air because right now all I feel like is all the sweets.
All my hard work's going to be undone tonight, I can tell you that much. Driving you home from 3pm, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock
955. Yeah. All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic. See where you sit.
Yep. I'm ready.
All right. Sorry. Yeah, nah, nah, yeah. Here we go. Kicking off with heckling at a show.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I don't like it. But I do laugh at some of them sometimes because it can be a bit humorous.
Yeah.
But I don't like the sport. Yes.
You have to make sure if you are going to heckle that it's funnier than the person on stage.
Yes. And be confident. Like, don't start and then pull out. Oh, no.
But also, let the person perform. That's the
other
thing.
You're paid to see them.
That's right. So a lady has thrown a punch at a stand-up comedian over in the UK. And the footage is awesome because he's actually an amateur boxer too. So, he ducks out of the way really well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she got kicked out. The security guard's trying to take her out. And then she walks up to him and then throws a punch. And he just slips it. And
Were they just annoyed at the...
Well, apparently she was just talking the whole time. And then I think he might have just started going, hey, can you be quiet? So it just wasn't good at all.
Jeepers creepers.
A friend dating your sibling.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
I'll say yeah, nah, but I'm a situational person.
Yeah, I know.
If you had feelings for one of my brothers and you didn't just do it.
Yeah, so it wasn't just a hookup sort of thing? Because it sort of changes everything a bit, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I don't want to say speaking from experience, but it does.
And does it depend on the friend as well?
Definitely. What about you?
Oh, I don't really care. But I think I'm with you. I think you want it to be a relationship.
Yeah.
Because then it's just otherwise a bit weird.
It's just, when my friend comes over and I find it... A little bit too close to home.
Yeah, for sure. Last one, McDonald's playground.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Every day of the week. As a kid, what a joy. What an absolute joy.
Good for the parents too. You realise now it's also a thing for them because you just wear you out.
Oh,
Just let them get some energy out.
When I was younger, there was this one in, I think it was around Cheltenham in Melbourne, and it had a old tram in the playground as well.
Wow.
And it was a hoot. So you had your normal playground and then a tram to play around in. I wouldn't leave. I loved it.
So a family found one on sale on eBay. So they sold the entire McDonald's playground. So the playground, it's separated so that they came in little, sections, and then they had to put it together in their back garden. Tell you what, very jealous.
I would love that in my back garden. I wouldn't want to put it together.
Even now, I would do
it. You would?
Yeah, for sure.
I've read stories of adults getting stuck, though.
Oh, okay. What are you saying?
No.
You're saying it's been a bad lockdown for me. Maybe look at your ass now, Jake. Me and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Driving you home from 3pm. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.